This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Now that we've got most of the snow melted and the severe cold out of the way, even though some more snow, it looks like, is in the forecast, starting to see potholes open up. So I thought we'd get right to the heart of the matter before it becomes a huge problem with Aaron Gavin, Galesburg City Engineer, who's on the line with me right now. Thank you for your time, Aaron. I appreciate it.
No problem, Will.
First of all, I can't imagine between you and the public works crews and whatnot that this is any time really in the last month has been all that fun for you guys.
No, it seems like between snow events and drifting and now we've had the recent ice issues. It's been hard to keep up, and then we've also had when we do have things thaw out. Then we have the potholes show up that we have to deal with as well. So it's been a busy time.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't envy you guys, that's for sure. But for those who don't know, maybe a brief science lesson, if you will, is in order here. Talk about how potholes form. It's basically just sort of an expansion and contraction type of a thing, right?
Right. So when water freezes in the pavement and then thaws out, the different surfaces that usually stay together will pop apart with the expansion of the water when it freezes. Of course, when it thaws out and traffic's on it, you end up with that layer of roadway coming up, and then you got a pothole.
I've certainly, it seems like here just in the last couple of days, I've certainly seen a lot of them, but maybe I'm sure I probably would have seen them sooner than that if the snow, I hadn't probably packed a lot of the potholes closed, right?
Yeah, when the ground stays frozen and things kind of stay together, but when those temperatures start to warm up, we really see them popping up and conditions, can get worse with, you think when the snow and the slick conditions go away that the work might be done, but it's usually when things begin to warm up and you get those freeze-thaw cycles that, we start to see those pop up and we got to get out and start to address them. So what we've been doing between, when we're not out plowing, when we do get breaks, we've been trying to address the potholes.
When we have this sort of, 70 or so degree temperature shift that we had from the below zero weather a couple of days to temperatures near freezing right after that, do you see more of them that way, or does it just depend on the condition of the pavement?
It depends a lot on the condition of the pavement. Obviously some of our roads that are in need of repair are more susceptible to these conditions, so those are the ones that we try and keep an eye on the most. And, we concentrate on the main routes first, the more heavily trafficked routes. We try to get out and get those as often as possible and make sure they're as traversable as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, Aaron, in terms of when you fill holes, is there sort of a schedule or a plan of attack, or how does that usually work?
After we have some colder weather and, like I said, when it warms up and we start to get, people driving around, we'll get some complaints. But we also know to watch for it when we're getting the freeze-thaw cycles. So, when we start seeing that, we'll direct some forces to go out and try to address those things. We use a material called UPM, which is a high-performance patching mixture that actually works well in cold temps. So we try to keep plenty of that on hand so that, when we start to see those issues come up, we get out and start taking care of them.
Yeah. How does that work pretty well for you? It sounds like it does, given that it responds well to some of those temperatures, as you said.
Yeah, we've had pretty good luck with it. When we put those in the potholes, we'll come back in the summertime and we may put a regular asphalt back in there, but this material has been worked so well in cold and in warmer weather that sometimes we can just leave that material in, but sometimes we do have to go back and put regular asphalt in them during the summer, which can get costly when you're using both to try to maintain the potholes.
Are residents able to report a pothole if they see one, and if so, how should they do that?
They can call the Public Works Department at 345-3623 if they see something especially dangerous or or damaging that they notice and want us to take care of, that'd be probably the best way to get a hold of us.
In terms overall of the city's infrastructure, Aaron, have you seen a lot of other problems, or mostly just potholes? Have you had to deal with water main breaks and that sort of thing here as we've gone through this ridiculous cycle of weather here the last month or so?
Yeah, it seems like we've been pretty fortunate on the water main breaks. I'm not tapped into all of those, but I know we did have one on South Henderson Street recently, but you know, the main thing has been keeping up with the potholes and trying to stay ahead of those and also just keep the roads clear and try to prevent the slick conditions when we're not doing that. So
when you do go out and have to plow because of snow, how big is the fleet? If I remember right from past history, it's almost you almost put every city vehicle that you can into service when it comes time to snow plow, don't you?
Yeah, we utilize pretty much every piece of equipment that we have, and we've got about 7 routes that have 2 guys apiece that will take about 4 hours to do the main roads, and then we start in on the residentials after that, and those take about 4 hours as well to clear. So we got about 14 guys or more at any one time, and then we also have a salt crew that goes out before them that tries to get ahead, get some salt down on the pavement prior to the event to make sure some of that melts as it's hitting the road to make it easier to manage.
And I imagine the last couple of weeks, it's probably been, as you mentioned at the beginning, sort of awfully hard to keep up with a lot of this, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were a little fortunate in December that we did have the warmer stretch of weather.
Yeah.
But January caught up quickly. We're kind of on budget or on track for what we usually use in salt on an average. We're about 25% higher than what we used last year.
Wow.
But, you know, depending on what happens going forward, that could change quickly. But, you know, January was a tough month, but we were fortunate that we did have a warmer December, so things kind of balance out a little bit.
For folks who don't know, when you snowplow, I kind of describe it as sort of, and correct me if I'm wrong, sort of a two-pronged approach. Like you plow the first day, and then you get rid of all the rest of the snow the second day, especially here in the downtown area and things like that, right?
Yeah, so we have streets that we push the snow to the middle, and then especially in the downtown area. So once we get all the roads clear, then that next night we come in overnight and pick the snow up with the snowblower, and then we'll also have to go to the parking lots that we plow and pick up the piles of snow in the parking lots. And, you know, depending, sometimes we can get it done in one night, and sometimes it takes a couple of nights. A couple of the bigger events have took days to get that all picked up, but you know that helps keep parking open and sidewalks clear in the more heavily pedestrian areas. So
okay, all right. I think that kind of covered most of what I wanted to ask you, Aaron. Is there anything that the public would need to know that we didn't touch on here about when you get to this time of year and have to deal with all this stuff?
Well, just to be patient, and you know, we try to keep things in as good a condition as possible, and you know, our guys are working hard every day to keep the roads clear and then also address the potholes, and you know, just to be patient, and we're going to get to it and be safe.
All right, Aaron Gavin, city engineer for Galesburg, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for all that you and your crews do during these winter months. I imagine at times it's a hard, lengthy, thankless job, but it all gets done, and we very much appreciate it.
Yep, I'm looking forward to spring. I'm sure everybody is. So thank you, Will.
We'll check the forecast again a bit later on here on Galesburg's Evening News. But when we come back, we'll have sports and then business news here on WGIL.